Next question is Esther, E-S-T-E-R, May, M-A-E, Guidry, G-U-I-D-R-Y, 5-10-49. Today's 10-29. This is a 68-year-old woman, resides at home with her son. Originally from Louisiana, but has been in Dayton, D-A-Y-T-O-N, Texas for 40 years. She has 3 children. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. Has had a few admissions to the emergency room because of scalp lacerations and gastroenteritis and volume depletion. Past surgical history consistent with ankle surgery, knee surgery on both sides. COVID immunization is up to date. Patient medication includes NEBIVOLOL, Nebivolol, 20 milligram once a day, lisinopril, 10 milligram, then Norvasc, 10 milligram a day, Bentol, PRN for abdominal pain, Ambien, 10 milligram a day, and Neurontin, 600 milligram TID. She also wears a clonidine patch, 0.1 Q weekly, and Zofran, PRN. Family history, mom died of heart failure, renal failure, and doesn't know exactly what dad died of. Allergy none. Review of system. Patient walks with a cane. She's ADL independent. No issues with bowel and bladder incontinency. Examination. 130 over 80. Pulse is 99. Pulse is 62 or 2 sats 99. A febrile heart positive, 2 lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Next for JVD. Skin shows no rational extremity. Shows 1 plus edema. Neurological non-focal. 68-year-old woman with history of hypertension. Partially controlled. Number 2. Needs nurses to help with medication. Could use from PTNOT. Could benefit from PTNOT, but has no diagnosis for palliative or hospice care at this time. She also has issues with difficulty sleeping, which she takes Ambien for, and symptoms of neuropathy. Nipergraph patient, the social put down, she does smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol. Next number, tobacco abuse and tobacco dependency. Patient needs to quit smoking as soon as possible. Thank you.